I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
And you're listening into WGNS Murfreesboro coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships, brought to you by Toots Good Food and Fun, Bud's Tire, Wilson Bank and Trust, Dr. Jeff Farmer, DDS, and Mills Family Pharmacy. Here with the starting lineups from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. And to bring you the play-by-play story in this one, here's John Dinkins.
All right, Brian, here's Houston's lineup. It'll be double zero, Jalen Hemingway, a senior guard. Tatiana Gary, number 11, a junior forward. Madison Griggs, number 23, a senior guard. Destiny Wells, number 24, a junior guard. And Melissa Carter, number 33, a senior forward. It's Hemingway, Gary, Griggs, Wells, and Carter for Houston. For Riverdale, it'll be Aislinn Hayes, number 11, a 5'8 senior point guard. Alasia Hayes, number 1, a 5'8 junior post. Acacia Hayes, number 3, a 5'5 guard, along with Jalen Holcomb, number 23, a 5'8 senior forward. And Caitlin Worley, a 6'2 junior post, number 55. So Riverdale will have Hayes, and Holcomb and Worley. And Worley's going to do the jumping here as the Lady Mustangs come in here under their coach Ben Moore, 30-2, Riverdale. Amy Josephson, 31-1. Riverdale in the home whites today with the cardinal gold and maroon trim. And it's silver and black for the Lady Mustangs, although they've got a lot of pink accented in their numbers today.
Well, they wore those pink uniforms yesterday in their win. Wednesday.
The tip is up, and it was a terrible tip. We've had trouble with that in this series yesterday as well. We get another chance. Both girls laughing. Tip is up, and that one was not good either. But the Lady Mustangs get the control of the basketball.
I think they just said, forget about it. Let's play.
Isn't that the truth? Mustangs with the ball. Hemingway has it. Out to Griggs. Griggs takes the long three. It's good. Wow, that was way out. And they take the lead 3-0. Here come the Lady Warriors. You got to give her that shot. That was about 30 feet.
Well, it's stop and pop. I don't know that they hit maybe 30% of those.
And the ball is thrown away as Holcomb, I think, thought Acacia was going to go to the sidelines and didn't. Turnover for the Riverdale Warriors. 3-0 Houston. Early in this one. Just started, actually. Not even a minute. Coming up the floor is Wells. She's got it. Driving to the basket. Goes up strong with it and scores. Destiny Wells with her first basket. And Houston up 5-0 here. Goes in left side now to Alasia Hayes. Alasia trying to drive. Dishes off to Acacia. Back over now to Aislinn Hayes, who pops a three, in and out. Rebound picked up by Griggs. She's going to bring it up the floor herself. 6:47 to go in the first. Griggs drives, dishes off in the corner. The long jumper is no good, and that was by Gary. And the rebound, Riverdale. Here comes Alasia Hayes, scoop shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Griggs. And now they want to run. They're going to go all the way in. The layup is good by Griggs, and it's 7-0 now.
Well, they open up with a three. They get that one in transition and score off of one of Riverdale's turnovers, John. Riverdale needs to get some offense going.
Here's Acacia Hayes over to Holcomb. Stops and pops. No good. Blocking out well there is Houston, and going in and driving, and there's a foul going to be called. And going to the line is going to be Hemingway, who has really rushed down the floor on that one.
John, here Houston is going to have a chance to go up by 9 points early in this game. And Riverdale kind of slow out of the gates here in terms of offense.
And getting booed by the Riverdale crowd. The first one's no good. Well, that's a hard free throw, taking it and facing that crowd. You just got to keep your mind off of it if you're Hemingway.
Especially with Braden Siren shirtless.
The second one is good, however. Hemingway's first point, and it's 8-0 now. Houston, you're right, Brian. Riverdale could use a basket. They're really bringing them out front. And here comes Aislinn Hayes. Drives through the lane. Layup is good.
There you go.
8-2 now. Here comes Wells. Wells drives in the lane. Goes up with the left hand. Too strong. Rebound. Picked up by Carter, and it's good.
Had that rebound, John, and just lost it. And they unfortunately had the chance to put it back in. We're going to have to get some of those offensive boards after their misses.
10-2 is the score.
Called five seconds.
Boy, that was quick. Went horizontal, I guess, instead of vertical. Second turnover for the Warriors. Here comes Houston. Wells has it. Hands off now to Hemingway. Back out. They feed her down low. Back door. Hemingway, layup good. 3 points for Hemingway, and Riverdale has seen enough here early as they trail Houston by a score of 12-2. Brian?
Well, when you need immediate results, there is no better way to sell your property than with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught over at Parks Auction. They handle everything, so why not put their years of local market experience to work for you? Trust the professional team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Parks Auction, 896-4600, online at parksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. Also, coverage brought to you in part by State Farm agent Dana Womack at 805 South Church Street between Farm Credit and the Post Office. Here to help life go right, that's State Farm agent Dana Womack, 900-0877.
Well, you got to give Houston credit. They've come up shooting the ball well, rebounding well, doing everything right now.
Yeah, they're 71% from the field, where Riverdale is 25% from the field shooting. So that has got to change in this game.
Here's Riverdale's Aislinn Hayes over in the corner to Acacia. Acacia tries to drive, bounce pass, beautiful pass to Laysia Hayes. Shot no good. Rebound picked up. Holcomb had it for a second. And then coming up with the rebound was Carter, and Holcomb fouls her.
John, right now getting out rebounded 5-1 by Houston.
Holcomb's first foul. And here comes Wells. Brings it down to the right side. Gets a pick from Gary. Bounce pass in the corner. The long jumper by Hemingway's no good. Rebound. Holcomb had it and stolen and knocked out of bounds. And they're going to call another foul on Riverdale here.
Going to call this one on Aislinn, I believe, John.
Well, we've had the rebound a couple of times, but we've been knocked around a little.
Well, this is a very physical game, as you might expect. Just got to hold on to the basketball.
Here comes the ball in to Wells. She has it picked up by Hayes. Wells drives, finds the lane. Ball's taken away. Elijah Hayes to Acacia Hayes. Driving all the way in. The shot too strong, but Aislinn's there to put it back up and in. 4 points. She has all the Riverdale points. And we creep closer to 8 with 4:15 to go in the first.
Need a few more things like that to happen. Get a turnover, get the bucket.
And now travel on Wells. Need those to happen too.
Absolutely.
Second turnover.
Well, I mean, when you got a hole like this, John, you have to take every advantage. So scoring on this possession, it's a mini 4-0 run for Riverdale if they could score. Maybe 5, depending on what they get, 2 or 3, and build from there.
Here's Elijah. Finds a hole, loses the basketball. Picked up this time by Houston. Driving all the way in, she walked.
She did.
And that was Griggs. Long pass, Aislinn Hayes. Now drives to the basket, goes up with the left hand. Too strong, Worley there. Puts it back up and good. Worley giving it a little second effort there. And it's 12-6.
Doing a much better job on the boards the last couple of possessions, getting those rebounds after the misses.
Here's Wells. No substitutions as far as I can see early. This is a rugged pace right now. Wells has it right side. Stops, cross-court pass over to Griggs, and she hits one for 3. Wow, that's 8 points for her now, 2 threes. And the lead is 9.
It's like a dagger right there.
3:03 to go here in the first quarter. Aislinn. Behind the back dribble, drives, dishes off, Holcomb, and now an offensive foul. Charge to Aislinn Hayes.
Well, that's 2 fouls on her in this first quarter, John. I don't like that at all.
Houston will have the ball. 9-point lead for Houston. They're very familiar. They've been here before many times. Right side, it goes to Hemingway. Back out now. Griggs has it, or Wells. Back over in the corner. The drive is up, and it is blocked. That's Carter. Stripped away. Here's a long pass. Can Acacia run it down? She cannot. No. That's four. We're a little rushing a little bit. Everything's a little rushed.
Well, that's because Houston has gotten a lead, John, in this game, and they're controlling the pace of the game. Now, Riverdale can play this pace of the game, and so can Houston. So Riverdale's just going to have to play more of their style. They're being forced to play Houston style right now.
Wells gives it over to Griggs. Back out right side to Wells. Carter has it in the corner. Cross-court pass. Back out to Zipporah Davis, and that jumper was good by Hemingway. Boy, they're hitting the threes, that's for sure.
3 of 5 from three-point range.
And the official thought that Amy Josephson had called a timeout. Zipporah Davis is in the ball game for Houston. And Garen Haney in for Riverdale. 18-6, 1:59 to go in the first quarter. It's Houston leading it. Here's Elijah Hayes trying to drive through. Gives to Haney. Haney at the high post. Gives off to Aislinn Hayes. Picked up by Wells. Left side now to Holcomb. Holcomb dishes back out to Hayes. The long three, no good. A little short. Saved by Acacia Hayes. Elijah Hayes with a reverse. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Houston. Here's Wells with it with the right side. Drives all the way in, and a whistle and a foul. And Haney got it in the mouth, but I think she's going to pick up the foul.
Thank goodness it didn't go. It hung on the rim. Otherwise, it would have been an and one.
Right now, you would have to say everything going Houston's way. And at the free throw line is Destiny Wells, who has 2 points. Eyes it. Puts it up. It is good. Destiny Wells with 3. Coming into the game is India Wilson, number 32 for Houston. Trying to get some, I tell you what, going to try to keep people fresh is going to be an issue here tonight. Wells, second free throw, does not go. Rebound, Elijah Hayes. She's going to bring it up. No, hands it off to Holcomb. Between the circles is Holcomb. Riverdale moving right to left from our vantage point. Here's Elijah Hayes. Dishes it back out to TK Goff, who just entered the game. Shot's no good. A whistle after the rebound. And I'm not sure this isn't on Haney.
I'm really not sure why it wouldn't have been on Houston there. And
Worley going to come back in. Haney draws her second foul. That was quick.
Griggs got that rebound, John, and then started throwing those elbows around.
TK Goff checks in, or has been in, for Riverdale. Here's Destiny Wells bringing it up for Houston. The Lady Mustangs with a 13-point lead. Destiny Wells fakes it, now gives it over. The shot from the corner, in and out. Rimmed out, and now a rebound and a foul on Houston. That foul's going to be on Hemingway, I believe.
Well, John, that was a great job there by Hayes. Elijah Hayes on the rebound. Went crashing the boards, pulled it in, and that's where the foul came from. And she was hacked trying to get the rebound. We're going to have to get physical in there and get those rebounds.
Nakia Westbrook's in the ballgame for Houston. Here's Elijah Hayes to Goff. Back left side to Acacia. Acacia has it. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bounces it to Elijah. She drives, stops, shoots. Shot won't go. Rebound picked up by Houston. This time coming away with it is Griggs.
Riverdale hasn't scored in the last 3 minutes.
Griggs has it right side. Crossover dribble, stops. Now gets it over in the corner and the drive, and she walked. And that's the third turnover for Houston.
Well, a bucket here would give Riverdale some momentum. coming out of the break. They'll get the ball back, too, here, so let's make something happen.
Holcomb has it, left side, drives, goes up. Offensive foul on Holcomb. That's two on her. And Hosford going to come in with 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hemingway coming back after a short break, and so is Carter. I'll tell you what they're doing a good job of, and that's Ben Moore is trying to get his players some rest because he knows he's going to be in a running game with the Riverdale.
Need some D right here.
Wells drives, dishes off now to Griggs. Fadeaway jumper from outside, won't go, and that's your horn at the end of the first quarter. Our score is not good. It's Houston 19, Riverdale 6. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hi, I'm Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage. Mortgage rates remain at historic lows and present a super opportunity for home buyers or those wishing to refinance. Don't be lulled into thinking these rates will always be available. Act now. Contact me, Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage, for great rates, great service. Or apply online at kellysearing.com.
Suite 301, 1608 Williams Drive, fnbmt.com. Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAlsop.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Some stats from Loveless Fine Photography, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. 50% shooting for Houston in that first half, 7 of 14. Riverdale, 23%, 3 of 13. That has got to improve, John, and to whittle away at this 13-point Houston lead.
Riverdale with the basketball. Acacia Hayes over to Aislinn. Now to Alasia. Now a foul underneath, and that's on Riverdale. And that's probably Worley. I'm guessing, yes.
Coming off that screen underneath, and John, they were about to dish it into the corner to Alasia Hayes for a three attempt. It's her
here
second.
Comes Wales. Yeah, I was looking at the bonus situation here.
Actually, her first foul. Sorry.
Wales has it. I was actually looking to see how close we are for them to be in the bonus. Got to be close.
Two more.
Over is Davis, who stayed in the game. And now, well, no. Wills has it. Left side. Drives. Dishes off in the corner. Now to Davis. Davis drives with the left hand. Gives it over to Wells.
Holcomb almost had the steal.
And Holcomb did have the steal, actually. Popped it over to Acacia Hayes, who's double-teamed, and that ball stripped, and Houston comes away with it.
Well, she was banged around between two players. Where's the foul there? Good grief.
Houston has it. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Now a blocking foul. This is on Houston.
If they're going to let the play go on like this, they should let the girls wear shoulder pads.
And the foul is on Davis. 19-6. 6:55 to go in the first half. Aislinn Hayes walks it up. Gets a pick from Worley. Over to Holcomb. Holcomb has it. Now back out to Acacia Hayes. Bounce pass to Aislinn, top of the key. Over to Holcomb in the corner. The long jumper from 26, good.
She loves that corner.
First bank three. We need to get it to her more often then if she loves it. 19-9. Here's Wells. Drives, puts it up, and it's in and good. 5 points for Destiny Wells, who is making a living going driving in the lane here in this first half. Riverdale down by 12 again. Here's Alasia Hayes with it. Looking for a pick. Gets one. Now dishes off. Acacia Hayes tries from the corner. Yes! Back-to-back threes. And it's 21-12.
Let's get this on track. I like the way we're shooting the ball much better here in the second half or second quarter so far.
Davis has it. Gives it over now to Westbrooks. Westbrooks back to Davis. Just playing a little catch. Wells has it left side. Drives. Stopped by Worley. Here's Carter from way outside. No good. Rebound, Alaysia Hayes. The baseball pass to Worley. Can she get there in time? Turns around. Puts it up. It won't go. Rebound, Houston. Tough break there. 5:22. Here's Davis. Layup good. A little momentum change there, too, Brian. Had a chance.
Had a chance, and then she got the ball on the other end to go.
Holcomb in and out for three. Rebound. Coming down with it. Is Westbrooks over to Hemingway. Left-handed layup is no good. Not really a good shot. And coming down with it is Aislinn Hayes after she gets knocked down. Here's Alaysia Hayes. Drives and a whistle and a foul. That's the foul you wanted, Brian.
Well, there haven't been many on that end.
That's only the third team foul I have. Is that right? I believe. Or four, okay.
Yeah, that would be the fourth.
It'll be Riverdale's ball underneath their basket, trailing 23-12 at the end of 4:54 to go in this half. Over in the corner it goes. Here's Aislinn Hayes. No good. Too strong. Rebound. Picked up and thrown away by Houston.
They're
going to give it to – oh.
Why is the guy that was closest to it not making that call? Just wondering.
That definitely looked like that. That was off Tatiana Gray. We didn't have a great angle either, but sure looked it. Wells has it. Back out to Carter at the high post to Wells. Wells drives. Here she goes again. Puts it up. It won't fall, but she draws another foul. To me, she's been the thorn in our side with the penetration.
Well, they do a lot of things very well. It's that penetration. They drive in. If it's not there, they'll kick it out. Got a couple of threes on the day.
First free throw is up, and it is good. Wells with six. Eyes it. Second one is up and also good. Seven for Destiny Wells. 25-12, the lead back up to 13. Riverdale made a little run, but still now down by 13.
Got to get more offense going. That is the key.
Aislinn Hayes for three. Yes!
Like that.
Well, if we're going to live or die by the three, I like our chances. 25-15.
Well, 3 of 5 from three-point range.
We need a stop is what we need.
Yep.
There's Wells going to lay it up and good. Came off a little pick. Easy peasy there.
And they're getting a lot of those easy baskets like that.
Here's Haney, who's back in the game for Worley. Gives it to Holcomb, who's pushed. And that's going to be on Tatiana Gary.
And see, Holcomb just dished it out to Acacia, who was open from the left wing. So just missed a shot at a three-point attempt there.
Here's Acacia. Gives it over to Haney. Now over to Acacia. To Holcomb. Holcomb working one-on-one. Dishes off. Here's Aislinn Hayes again. Yes! 10 points for Aislinn Hayes here in the first half. And the lead back to 9. Let's get a stop here, Riverdale.
Well, back-to-back shots there from the left wing by Aislinn.
Wells driving, and the bump is going to be by Acacia Hayes.
Well, if you're going to call the bump like that here, why not call it on the other end, too? I'm just wondering.
TK Goff getting ready to check back in. And here's Destiny Wells, who has almost set up housekeeping here at the foul line. Free throw is up and good.
It's double bonus here now. That's not what you want to do.
And that's when you feel something's a little wrong, a little off.
Yeah, it's a 10-4.
First one was good. The second one toss is also good. 11 for Destiny Wells. 29-18. Here comes Aislinn Hayes.
Right now, all Riverdale's been able to do is keep pace.
Acacia Hayes had to go to the bench as she picked up another foul. Here's Holcomb driving. Dishes off. Haney. Shot is short. Rebound by Houston. That's Gary. And now a timeout called by Houston. We'll take 1-2. It's 29-18. Houston on top. We'll take a one-minute break and be right back.
Technology with a personal touch. Mills Family Pharmacy can package your meds, whether you have one or over a dozen, by day or by dose. No other family pharmacy offers this custom medication packaging service for free. They can even deliver the meds to your home as well. And if you go to MillsFamilyPharmacy.com, you can get a smartphone app to manage refills. Modern tech, local touch. Mills Family Pharmacy on Highway 231.
Mills Family Pharmacy, a proud supporter of Rutherford County Prep Sports.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door and hope you find the customer service and expertise that exceeds your expectations.
Las Casas Feed Supply caters to all homeowners with a quarter acre to several acres, focusing on premium feeds and dog foods you won't find in box stores.
Nutrition is our specialty here at Las Casas Feed.
And yes, you can even get milk from the MTSU dairy at Las Casas Feed Supply, the best milk in town. Las Casas Feed on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East in Las Casas.
I'm State Farm agent Ashley Brooks, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Go to the zone.
Our coverage brought to you by FNB Mortgage, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Ron Stott Staffing, and State Farm.
Riverdale has gone to a zone, I believe. Here's the drive, and it's blocked by Haney. Ball's intercepted, picked up by Elijah Hayes. Two on one. Elijah goes up, misses the shot, and it's out of bounds, going to belong to Riverdale.
Oh, he changed it. He changed it. It's Houston
well,
ball.
He definitely went our direction.
Nine turnovers for the Lady Warriors.
2:45 to go in the first half. Riverdale is in a zone right now. And they're dropping down a little bit. There's the jumper from the corner. It's good by Hemingway for three. She's got nine. 32-18. Ball stolen away. Destiny Wells going to get the loose ball and put it up and in. They're really doing whatever they want to do right now.
Yes, everything is going Houston's way.
Here's Holcomb. Jumper from 15. Good. Holcomb with five.
John, I really feel like Riverdale needs to take this last 2 minutes as an opportunity to win this 2 minutes. Win this 2 minutes. Score more than they do, take a little momentum into the locker room. They need a spark.
Here's a jumper from Gary's no good. Rebound ripped down by Elijah Hayes. 34-20. The lead is 14 for Houston. Here's Aislinn Hayes. Drive. She was just knocked down. Holcomb for three. Yes.
Well, take that if you're not going to blow the whistle.
I cannot believe what I'm seeing here today.
She was mauled.
Yeah, just everybody in the stadium saw it. Here's Destiny Wells, 34-23. It's an 11-point lead. Houston has it. Not taking away anything about the way Houston's playing, that's for sure, but got to catch a break here somewhere. Here's the turnaround jumper in the lane, and that's Griggs with a nice shot. 10 points for her. A lot of people approaching double figures for Houston. They put 36 on the board here in the first half. Under a minute to play in the game, or first half, excuse me. Here's Elijah Hayes. She drives, and now whistling a reach-in foul.
Well, that's one.
And the foul is on Gary. And Davis will come in for her. 36-23, Riverdale hasn't reached the bonus yet, so we're still throwing the ball in here. Worley gets it inside, and coming away with it is Aislinn Hayes. Somebody from Houston fouled.
I have a feeling, John, if we could get them into a little bit of foul trouble, that's going to change their game plan and their rotation. Right now, they're able to do everything that they want to do. And those two quick fouls there maybe helps. Need a bucket here, though.
Here's Holcomb. Drives, stops, gives off to Aislinn Hayes with 41 seconds. Hayes in the lane, goes up, and she's fouled.
Well, I wish we could have got that to go. She's going to have a couple of shots, though, I would say.
That was on Davis.
Now, do you think that she was attempting a shot there?
What do you want me to say? I didn't think she was, really. Okay. I thought it was at the last
Well, it's 1-1.
She did do a good job of trying to get it up there. Shot missed. Rebound Worley. Flips it down low to Aislinn Hayes. Hammered.
Get in there.
No, it does. And she's fouled. Well, that was big. Hayes with 12.
It rolled around and around and around and around.
My right eardrum is about.
I'm sorry.
Free throw's good. Three-point play. 13 for Aislinn. 36-26. The lead is that back to 10.
Workable. Yeah, absolutely.
Need a stop. By the way,
I want the ball back.
Grace Gibson in the game for Houston, and she's got the ball now. Gives it back out to Wells. Wells trying to work. One-on-one. They've got Aislinn on her. Pop stops. Griggs shot no good. Rebound. Carter loses the ball. Goff had it stolen from her. Here's a jumper from the corner. No good. Rebound. Wells. Gibson shot no good. And that's going to end the first half as Worley falls to the floor trying to keep him from scoring. Had an opportunity to get a rebound. Could not. But under the circumstances, I'll take it. Being down by only 10. It's Houston 36, Riverdale 10. You're listening to Riverdale 26, Riverdale down by 10. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hello, friends. Lenny Farmer once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. Someone sincerely asked me this question. Is funeral pre-planning really the right thing to do? My answer was plain and direct. How could planning for an inevitable happening in your life be a bad thing? We plan for college, health issues, retirement, and any other potential happening, so how could planning for something that we know will take place be a negative? You may have similar questions about your personal funeral needs. Please feel free to call me at 615-893-2422 for your answers.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
People love to see us on the schedule when they have a home game because our fans show up.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
The way we travel is just phenomenal. Our parents and our community are fully engaged in our school. When we compete, we're trying to do it in a way that honors God. We want to win. We also want to do it in a way that pleases Him.
Providing Christian values and academic excellence in a nurturing environment. That's Middle Tennessee Christian School. Invest in the future of your child. Find out more at mtcscougars.org.
Hi, this is Norman and Beth Brown.
I was at a restaurant one morning and the waitress says, there's three little kittens trapped under an air conditioning unit. And I was like, oh my goodness, we're in the business. Let me call my husband.
And I received the call. I immediately dispatched the tech and we rescued the kittens.
Three little kittens, so sweet. Meow.
Yep. Everyone goes beyond the call of duty at Roscoe Brown. With heating and air, water purification, insulation, and more.
Roscoe Brown.com.
At Wilson Bank and Trust, supporting high school basketball in Rutherford County is our way of helping our local teams carry out their game plan. This is Southern Region President Andy Jakes. When it comes to buying or improving your home, we can help your family with those game plans too. From personal loans to a mortgage, our lending experts are with you every step of the way. Let us help you get your financial game plan together at any of our five area locations or wilsonbank.com. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I wish I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires, said no one ever. That's why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying tires simpler, so you can get back to when being on the move was carefree. March 20th through April 18th, earn up to $70 in mail-in rebates when you purchase four new qualifying Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Bud's Tire Pros, hassle-free guaranteed. Find out more at budstirepros.tn.com. See store for complete details. Offer ends 4/18/19. Void where prohibited.
Hi, we're Ronstadt, and we can provide talent solutions across your business, any skill, anywhere. Because at Ronstadt, it's about more than just one hire. From IT, manufacturing and logistics, engineering and life sciences, to finance and accounting, we've got you covered. Ronstadt will help you meet your business objectives with the right talent at the right time through recruiting, workforce management, consulting, project management, and even outplacement. Let us show you how we can help. Contact us today at 615-355-3055 in Smyrna or 615-893-3333 in Murfreesboro.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Taking a look at your stats here from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. First of all, shooting for the Lady Warriors 13 points for Aislinn Hayes. That includes two threes, a three for Acacia Hayes, two threes, and 8 points for Jalen Holcomb. Caitlin Worley with 2 points. For the Lady Mustangs of Houston, they're led by Destiny Wells, 13 points. Madison Griggs with 10, 9 points for Jayla Hemingway, 2 points for Melissa Carter, and Zephoria Davis with 2 off the bench. We'll come back and look at team stats after we take this one-minute timeout.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
If you're looking to purchase or sell real estate, contact your hometown realtor, Tabby Snyder Coldwell, with Coldwell Banker Snow and Wall.
In today's competitive market, you will want a seasoned realtor by your side, a realtor that will put you first. I have a team of real estate professionals that provide a turnkey solution to all your real estate needs. Visit TabbyColdwellHomes.com or call 615-796-4212. Remember, I'll put you first. TabbyColdwellHomes.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
We welcome you back here as we take a look at your team stats. First of all, for the Riverdale Lady Warriors, being out-rebounded 17-14. That was a much larger advantage in the first quarter in this game for Houston. Right now, 17-14, Houston with the rebound advantage. I think maybe if they continue that zone, that may help that. In terms of foul shooting, 6 of 8, 75% for Houston. They went to the line many, many more times than Riverdale. Riverdale just 1 of 2, 50% at the charity stripe. Turnovers have hurt. 11 for Riverdale, 7 for Houston, and 4 of those in the second quarter, which Riverdale won, by the way, 20-17. Won the second quarter 20-17. It was that first quarter trailing 19-6 that really put Riverdale in catch-up situation here, but they have cut it to 10. Shooting from the field, 10 of 25, 40% for Riverdale. That was after much less than that in the first quarter. 5 of 12, 42% from three-point range. Houston cooled off a little bit as well in the second quarter, shot 48% for the first half, 13 of 27. They're 4 of 12 from three-point range. Again, it was 19-6, Houston at the end of the first. It's a 10-point lead for the Lady Mustangs here over Riverdale, 36-26. We're going to take a timeout here, and when we come back, second half action, pulling on these Lady Warriors. They trail by 10 now, but the second half straight ahead. Let's have a big second half here by Riverdale coming up. Right now, we'll take that break. Come right back here to the Murphy Center. You're listening to State Farm Prep Sports.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orphis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. One of the best things that you can do to keep your pet happy and healthy is to make sure they're eating a good quality food. Here at Animal City, we have a full range of foods that are nutritious and affordable to help your pet feel his or her best. When you come see us, don't miss our underground level with all of our small animals, our adoptable cats, and so much more. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Are you too nervous to go to the dentist? Numbers show us that about 1 in 3 won't go to the dentist because they're scared. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Farmer, and I've been helping nervous dental patients for over 30 years here in Murfreesboro. Our sedation dentistry will make your dental visit a dream. Call me, Dr. Jeff Farmer, at 615-895-3232. That's Dr. Jeff Farmer at 615-895-3232. We can also help you on Fridays.
So what if your roommate decides to microwave a metal mixing bowl and sets your apartment on fire? I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Auto, renters, frankly, any kind of insurance, I've got your back. Call me at 615-895-2700.
Your home, your auto. Together, they're where life happens. I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack. It's smart to protect them together to help life go right. Give me a call at 615-900-0877 and let me help you save by combining your home and auto.
Hi, Money. Time for your annual performance review. Relax, I love having you around, but I feel you're not working up to your full potential. You're not growing. That's why I'm putting you in a First Rewards checking account from First Bank. Earn interest with no minimum balance or monthly service fees. Plus, with refunded out-of-network ATMs, you'll really go places. Take me with you, please.
Open online today at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
We start the second half. John Dinkins along with Brian Barrett. Riverdale down by 10 as we begin the second half. Starting lineups here in just a moment, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. Down low is Carter. They get it out top. Now Wells has it over in the corner. The long jumper is no good. Rebound picked up by Carter. Her shot no good. Got to get a rebound. Worley pulls it down. They had three looks at it. Here comes Holcomb. Riverdale, Worley for the long three. It's no good. Rebound. And Houston had it for a moment. Now there's a battle for it on the floor.
They're going to call a travel on Houston.
Well, that's good. But if they'd have called a jump, it would still been to Riverdale's. It's Hemingway, Gary, Griggs, Wells, and Carter for Houston. Hayes, Holcomb, and Worley for Riverdale as we get those starting lineups for you. Hayes on Hayes, the long three, no good. Rebound, Worley. Saves it, gives it back out to Hayes. Aislinn, 7-16 here in the third. Hayes drives, goes up. It's partially blocked, gets her own rebound, can't get it to fall, goes again. Layup good, and she's fouled. Great effort there by Aislinn Hayes.
Big rebounds, big rebounds. And the last time, got it to fall and a chance for the and one.
And Gary's going to have to come out of the lineup, which I really don't mind at all, with three fouls.
I think that's going to be a key, John. Riverdale's going to have to get on the boards.
Missed the free throw, rebound. Whoa, elbow given out there by Hemingway. Over to Wells.
She knows how to get away with him.
Hemingway has it right side. Over to Carter. Long pass tipped away, knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Riverdale's ball. Turnover, Houston.
Let's pause here for station identification. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball.
This is Primetime Sports.
Touchdown.
She scores.
Oh, my.
It's out of here.
WGNS Murfreesboro.
We haven't been within eight in a long time, but this is where we are right now. Basket would be big here. Oh, thrown away, and it goes right into the hands of Davis. A long pass down to Hemingway. Spins in the lane. Offensive foul.
Put
that in. She got it that time.
Sure did. She kind of lowered the shoulder a little bit, put the elbow out. Good defense there by Aislinn Hayes.
36-28, Houston.
Get another bucket or two with that possession right there with what happened to them. Maybe that switches momentum.
Here's Aislinn, brings it across, bounce pass to Hayes, blocking out, and now an offensive foul on Alasia.
That kind of cancels it out, doesn't it?
Yeah. Seems like there's been a lot of that lately. It'll be Houston's ball, Davis to throw it in to Wells. Well, they haven't scored yet. Let's keep that trend going. How about it? Wells has it across the timeline. Right side, it goes to Griggs. Griggs dribbles with the left hand between the circles. They're moving right to left. Here's a jumper by Davis. Shot no good. Out of bounds, going to belong to Riverdale. Davis wanted a foul on that three-point attempt. Didn't get it.
Well, I was watching that very closely, and she just kind of jumped backwards trying to get theatrics to get her a foul there.
The Oscar goes to.
Yeah.
Here's Aislinn Hayes. Great move. Scoop shot's good.
I'll give her an Oscar. That was a nice move in the lane.
36-30. Riverdale within six now. Here's Wells. This is such a huge quarter for Riverdale. It really is. Here's Wells. Looked like she walked. Gives it over to Carter. And now an offensive foul on Carter.
Sorry, John.
You okay?
I mean, did you see it?
I felt like you were getting hit with that elbow.
I mean, Jeez, Louise.
Riverdale's ball, that foul on Carter. And it was pretty obvious, but the whistle didn't come fast enough for Brian Barrett, that's for sure. Here's Alaysia Hayes, drives, dishes off to Acacia for three. Yes! First bank three, she's got six, and the Warriors are back. Wells has it. Dribbles back out. Riverdale still playing that zone. They have yet to figure that out. Worley intercepts. Two on one. Acacia coming down the floor. Bounce power. The shot to Aislinn is no good. Alaysia misses it. Acacia misses it. Carter over the back, I think. Gets a rebound. Had a shot there. Three shots at it. 36-33. How often do you see us miss three like that?
Not very often, John.
Here's Wells.
They kind of had a push, kind of had us pushed up under the basket right there, and those rebounds were kind of deep.
Wells drives, and Worley just stands there and blocks her way. Great job. Holcomb has it. We've got another shot here to cut it to with one or tie.
0 for 5 for Houston here in this quarter.
Aislinn will try the three. It's up. It's short. Rebound picked up. This time by Hemingway, getting down the floor. They're not running as fast as they were. And there's a layup missed. Rebound, Aislinn Hayes. Nobody got down the floor for Houston.
No, they're on their heels right now. Riverdale's just got to keep the floor, keep the pedal to the floor.
Here comes Holcomb in the corner to Acacia. Picked up well there by Griggs. And now a push by Madison Griggs. That's her second foul. Well, you've accomplished what you set out to do here, Brian.
You're back in it.
You're back in the game.
Now you've got to just go win it.
You kind of nibbled away in the second quarter, and then you got it here in the third. You're back just down by three.
Took 4 minutes to get it down by three.
Haney in for Worley. She's got the ball right now. Over to Aislinn.
Now's where you want to get the lead, and you want to build on the lead and just keep your foot on their throat.
Holcomb gets the ball. Stops. Shoots. 16-footer. Good. Jalen Holcomb with 10. And it's a one-point Houston lead. And Riverdale up on the bench. So are these fans. And I have to admit, we are too.
Let's go.
We've got our own cheerleader in here. We'll take a timeout. 1 minute. Coming up, Riverdale down by one.
I'm attorney John Day, and I know that when people are seriously injured at no fault of their own, they need experienced legal help, and they need it quickly. That's why we serve injured people at our expanded office location on Medical Center Parkway right here in Murfreesboro. So the good people from towns like Winchester, Tullahoma, Manchester, and Shelbyville can get the legal help they need quickly and conveniently. If you've been hurt, visit johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
The Waterford in Smyrna, assisted living and memory care, a locally owned and operated senior care community since 2009, offers the comforts of home with the care you need, giving you the peace of mind knowing your loved one is well cared for. The Waterford stands out, offering residents custom pricing, enabling families flexibility to choose only the care plan needed. The Waterford in Smyrna, assisted living and memory care, the comforts of home with the care you need. Schedule your tour or find more information at waterford-smyrna.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
36-35. Sorry, Brian, I took your thunder there.
Don't take my thunder. Just get us a win here.
Houston has the ball. Davis back out to Wells. Drives. Dishes off to Hemingway. The shot, no good. Rebound, Carter. Hook shot in the lane, no good. Rebound again. They can't get it to fall. Carter comes up. And finally, a foul on Riverdale.
John, they got three rebounds in there, two misses. They still don't have a field goal, which is good. And at least this is going to be out of bounds, they say.
It'll be underneath their basket. Griggs throws it in. Over to Davis. Ball's intercepted. Here comes Aislinn Hayes. Layup good. Riverdale leads. This place is going berserk. 37-36, Lady Warriors.
Way to get this crowd behind this team, too. They need it.
Wells has it between the circles. Here's Wells, drives. She almost walked. Here's Carter, layup good, and she's fouled by Haney. So they get the lead back. If that basket counts, which I'm thinking it will.
It's the first basket of the third quarter, John, so we wound up getting the lead in the third quarter without them scoring. That's the kind of run that Riverdale needed to get back in it.
Free throw is missed. Get a rebound. There you go. Haney's got it.
All over her back.
Over to Holcomb. Riverdale in a fight for their lives here. They dish it off to Alasia. Holcomb was fouled there. Alasia, I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit harping. Here's Aislinn. To Holcomb, the long three. No good. Rebound. Davis had it. Alasia took it away from her. Bounce pass. Holcomb couldn't hang on to it. Alasia's got it.
Timeout.
Timeout, Riverdale. Nice job by Amy Josephson there to retain possession. It's a 30-second timeout. And, Brian, you've got a final word from Parks Auction.
My goodness. Bob Bug and Stan Vault, thank you. Appreciate you, your sponsorship, for letting us come out here and do things like this. From residential, commercial, multifamily property, farms to land, Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Parks Auction specialize in it all. They handle it from A to Z, start to finish. 896-4600 online at parksauction.com. With Stan and Bob, you can consider it sold. We thank all of our sponsors like Northfield Medical Clinic, Little Caesars, Last Cass's Feed Supply, Chick-fil-A, and State Farm Agent Bud Morris at 3245 Franklin Road. Here to help life go right, State Farm Agent Bud Morris.
Riverdale has the ball. They trail by one. Alasia Hayes over to Holcomb. Picked up by Davis. Holcomb bounce pass to Acacia. Back to Holcomb. Holcomb. They're moving left to right from our vantage point. Here's Aislinn Hayes. Drives with the left hand. Now to Acacia Hayes. Time to set. Time to score. First bank three. She's got nine. The freshman rips one. It's 40-38, Riverdale by two, their biggest lead of the game.
My goodness, she's just a freshman.
Oh, they get it down low. Carter wide open. Lost an assignment there. Carter with four. And we're tied at 40. Aislinn Hayes has it. Goes to the left side, gets a pick from Worley. Now right side to Acacia. Back to Aislinn. Aislinn down low to Worley. Go up with it. There you go. Worley with a basket. 42-40 Riverdale, a minute 24. Brian, we're trying to will them to victory. You know what I mean?
I'm telling
Here's
you.
Here's Wales. Driving. Finds an opening. There's Davis. Wide open. Shot won't go. Rebound Aislinn Hayes. And she's fouled by Davis. No, make that. I'm sorry. That's Griggs.
Riverdale has done a very good job on the boards here in this third quarter. And now, for the first time in this game, they have the lead and the ball.
With 1:11 to go in the third quarter. Here's Aislinn bringing it across. Looks for Alasia, who has stumbles with it, but picks it back up. Great job. Aislinn Hayes in the corner. Holcomb cuts through. Aislinn going to drive. Oh, finds Worley wide open. Layup good. How do you know? How did she know? 6 points for Worley on a great assist by Aislinn Hayes. 41 seconds to go. The lead is four for Riverdale. Here's Davis. Over in the corner now goes Griggs. Griggs left side to Wells. Wells drives. Dishes off. Griggs wide open. Can't get it to fall. Nothing's falling outside for them in this quarter. Alasia Hayes, and now an offensive foul.
It's on Holcomb, I think.
Well, I didn't see it, so.
That officials just looking for stuff.
Can an announcer get a technical foul? Brian, this is the second game in a row this has happened to you.
Well, that was clearly on the other side of the floor.
44-40, 16 seconds to go in the third. Wells drives, puts it up, off the glass, no good. There's Carter. Aislinn tries to hang on to her, and they're going to call a foul on her. Now you got me going. If anything, that would have been a jump ball.
Well, I agree, Coach Josephson. That's bull. I don't know if that's what you said. It looks like it.
TK Goff coming in the game. This is just to keep Aislinn from getting a quick foul with just seconds to go in the third. Holcomb and Aislinn both on the bench, and Aislinn both on the bench at this point. Lobbing it in. They get it in to Wells, or Hemingway, pushes up the left-handed shot, no good. Out of bounds, going to go to Houston.
I wonder why. Why was that ball knocked out of bounds when Hayes had it? It is rough down there.
It'll be Houston's ball with 2 seconds left. Trying to work something with Hemingway down there. There's the long jumper. Shot's no good. The tip up is no good. And Riverdale dominates the third quarter. And as we go to the fourth quarter of play, Riverdale 1 quarter away from getting in the finals. It's Riverdale 44, Houston 40. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball. Be back in 1 minute.
Shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
Stones River Mall, shopping centered on you. Online at stonesrivermall.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage. Mortgage rates remain at historic lows and present a super opportunity for home buyers or those wishing to refinance. Don't be lulled into thinking these rates will always be available. Act now. Contact me, Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage, for great rates, great service. Or apply online at kellysearing.com.
Suite 301, 1608 Williams Drive, fnbmt.com. Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Well, go ahead, Brian.
I was going to say 18-4 third quarter by Riverdale. They totally dominated that third quarter, and Houston only shot 13% in the third.
Gary, that's Holcomb getting it down low to Elijah Hayes, who flips it over now to Aislinn. They have really clobbered Elijah Hayes every time she's gone in there. Here's Aislinn, gets a pick. Now to Holcomb. Holcomb, pick from Worley. Bounce pass, go back door, give and go. It's no good. They're going to call a charge on Worley. Wells comes up hobbling. She paid the price for that one. And that time, Wells' feet were moving.
You're supposed to be set on a charge. I just don't get it.
44-40, still the score, 7:29 to go here in the game. Here's Wells. Wells drives, finds a lane, puts it up and in.
John, that is the bucket that killed us in the first quarter, especially.
Yes. 15 for Wells, the lead cut to 2. Well, that was a great give and go back door. And here's Holcomb, shot no good. Rebound falls in the hands of Destiny Wells. Wells spins in the lane, brings it across. Stops, now drives, going to go up again, lay it up and in. One-man show right here, 17 for Wells. We're tied at 44. 6:48 to go. Elijah Hayes dishes off to Acacia. Back to Aislinn, top of the key. She drives, goes up, no foul. There's contact. Holcomb stops, shoots 15-footer, no good. Leija Hayes had the rebound, and now it's going to go to Houston. Leija had it. It looked like it was slapped out of her hand, but hard to see from our angle. We're tied at 44. Here come the Mustangs. Wells now pushing it up to Hemingway. Got to watch her driving to the basket, too. She does. Goes up. Shot falls in. That was a great shot.
That was just a crazy bucket right there. And they're 3 of 3 in this quarter, John.
11 points for her. It's a 2-point lead for Houston. Riverdale has the ball. Aislinn drives. Dishes off to Alasia, who will take the three. It's good! It's her first basket of the game, and it may be the biggest one. 47-46, Riverdale back in front. Boy, this game is crazy. Here comes Wells. Gives it over now to Gary. Gary back to Wells. Wells brings it back. She's brought semblance back into the offense for Houston. Here's Wells, drives again. This one won't fall. Rebound, Alasia Hayes.
How was that not over the back?
And they give the ball to Riverdale, and I thought for a second they were going to turn it over to Houston. It has been rugged underneath there. If what we're seeing from our end, indication what's going on down there, it's crazy.
Well, it was flip-flop in the first half, too. And, it is just an absolute all-out war under the basket.
Riverdale with a 1-point lead in the ball. Hayes. That's Aislinn. Gives it over now, right side to Alasia. Alasia drives, finds a lane, stops, shoots. Little 8-footer, good. Did a smart thing there. She didn't go all the way in. She just stopped and hit that little short jumper.
Well, she got past Hemingway, and once she got past her, she had a little bit of an opening, stopped and popped it.
Here's Hemingway, speaking of. Gives it over to Wells. Wells going to drive. Stop, turn, fadeaway jumper. No good. Rebound, Carter. She goes up with a rebound and lays it in.
She's been killing us on those offside rebounds there.
6 points for her, 49-48. Riverdale leads by one. Here's Aislinn over to Alasia. Back out to Holcomb. Bounce pass now to Acacia. The freshman brings it with her right hand. Now in the corner to Alasia. Looks for Worley. Doesn't give it to her. Brings it back out to Aislinn. 1-point lead, Riverdale. Riverdale wanting to slow it down and spread it out a little. Worley gets a pick. Aislinn to Alasia. Doesn't take the shot. Now to Holcomb. Holcomb stops, pops. No good. Rebound pulled down by Carter. Houston with a chance to take the lead. 3:48 to go. It was a good shot by Holcomb. That's a fine percentage shot. Just didn't go. Oh, nice, great move. There's the jumper. It's up and no good. Carter blocked out, gets a rebound. It won't go. We can't get a rebound. Rebound now is Griggs. She flips it out. Hemingway puts it up with the left hand. It won't fall. Alasia Hayes is knocked down and gets it out to Acacia. Boy.
Let's get a bucket here. Let's get this bucket here.
No good. The shot, the three-pointer missed. Rebound Hemingway. Running down the floor. She's got just her down there. Jumper, no good. Rebound. Acacia, get down the floor. Here we go. 3:02 to go. Riverdale leads it by one. Under 3 minutes to go. Behind the back dribble. Now a timeout called by Amy Josephson. We'll take 1-2. Riverdale 49, Houston 48 with 2:52 to go in this one. We'll take a 1 minute timeout.
If only I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires, said no one ever. Which is why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying Michelin tires simpler. Allison Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros can help you out.
For service you can trust without the hassle, visit your local Bud's Tire Pros in town.
They offer a straightforward approach to service, and they include the nationwide warranty with every purchase. Stop in today to see their full lineup of Michelin tires. For whatever you drive, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Tire Pros, hassle-free, guaranteed. To find out more, visit BudsTireProsTN.com.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we do our very best to be very price competitive. On most major items, we're matching internet prices and sometimes even better. So if you're looking for great quality at good prices, this is the place to shop. Come by today and join our Play Today music program. We can get you started playing today and ready to go. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Our coverage brought to you in part by Animal City, Music World, and Drummer's Den, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and the Stones River Town Center.
Well, here we go, the final 3 minutes of this one. Riverdale leads by one. They have the ball. Holcomb, it's a pick from Haney. Now back out to Acacia, right side, right here in front of us. Acacia, a couple of dribbles, now to Aislinn. Another pick by Haney. Back to Holcomb. Holcomb brings it out with the left hand. Oh, nice. Oh, it, out of bounds. I thought maybe somebody touched it. And Amy Josephson thinks so. It's going to be Houston's ball. Trying to work a little time off the clock. Turnover Riverdale.
Well, John, now you got to count on your defense.
Acacia picks up him. Wells. It goes out now to Griggs. Out to Wells again. Hemingway comes out, but Wells decides to back it up. 2:07 to go. I can't see them holding it for 2 minutes.
I think they'd like Hemingway to take a shot.
Hemingway has it, but dishes off now to Griggs. Back to Wells. Not much going on out here, folks. Just Wells dribbling the basketball. Now she drives. Dishes off. The jumper by Hemingway. No good. Rebound. Tipped out and picked up by Griggs. And they've got a timeout. Houston with 1:35 to go in this one. Riverdale leads by one. Houston has the ball. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Carpets by Osborne, offering all types of flooring. Wood, carpets, tiles, laminate, and much more.
I'm Brad Bug.
And I am Heather Guerin.
Carpets by Osborne is a family-owned business, and we stand behind our work.
Carpets by Osborne specializes in commercial flooring and commercial projects.
Carpets by Osborne, 1402 Northwest Broad Street, next to Tire World.
Carpets by Osborne, with you every step of the way.
Carpets by Osborne.
We all want to take care of as many things in one trip as possible. That's why Mills Family Pharmacy is ready to take care of you. Mills Family Pharmacy is one of the area's only full-service pharmacies, and they have a walk-in clinic, a drive-thru, and a gift shop on site as well. They can do special orders, home delivery, and even package your meds at no charge. Go see Dr. Chad Mills and Dr. Craig Buckner at Mills Family Pharmacy at the corner of Church Street and Veterans Parkway. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
Mills Family Pharmacy, a proud supporter of Rutherford County Prep Sports.
I'm State Farm Agent Ashley Brooks, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
49-48, a minute 35 to go. Houston has the ball. Wells throws it into Carter. Carter stands there. Looks for somebody to give to, and they give it to Wells. Don't give her a lane. Wells driving, now dishes it back out, gives it over to Hemingway. Hemingway trying to go to the left side, puts it up off the left block. Good. They've got the lead. Hemingway with 13. It's 50-49 Houston.
Riverdale's got a score here now.
A minute 11 to go. A three would be nice. Hayes has been dogged over there by Wells. Gets away from her. Holcomb goes up. Bounce pass down low. Alaysia Hayes scores. Riverdale back in front with 54 seconds to go.
Let's get a stop now.
And a rebound. Definitely a stop and a rebound. Here's Wells. Riverdale crowd going bananas out there. Over to Hemingway with 40 seconds. Do they work it? I think he'll call a timeout here in just a second. Here's Wells. Going to drive. No, she goes for it. Down low. The feed is up and good by Carter. 52-51. 28 seconds left. Riverdale with the basketball. Aislinn Hayes drives in. It's fouled. Oh, jump ball. Oh, no.
That's garbage. Garbage.
Unbelievable. Number one, I thought she was fouled before she ever got to the basket. And there's a timeout on the court. We'll take one, two, a 30-second timeout. 18 seconds left. Riverdale trails by one. Houston has the ball.
Trying to stretch your paycheck a little further than last sometimes means cutting costs. Why not start with a discount double check? I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and I can help make sure you're getting the car insurance discounts you deserve. give me a call today at 893-9898.
In Rutherford County, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, here to help life go right when you combine home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-896-2013.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Our coverage brought to you in part by State Farm agents Jeannie Allman, Ashley Brooks, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Dana Womack, and Andy Womack.
18 seconds to go. Houston kind of trying to throw it in. Holcomb pestering her. And now they call a timeout. Let's see here. There's some controversy. Now they're going to talk to each other.
I don't know that the timeout was called, but
when there
to me, I really thought that the whistle was going to be 5 seconds and a turnover.
Yeah.
But they're going to charge the timeout to Houston.
Well, let's keep it right here, Brian, with 18 seconds to go.
Well, that was good inbounds defense there by Riverdale just to try to keep them from getting the ball in. And, man, it was razor thin before that timeout was called, and I'm not so sure where that timeout call came from.
Well, I think it was the official down here by Houston's side over there.
But Coach Moore did not look as if he had called a timeout.
Well, here we go again. 18 seconds to go.
We got an inbound at the same spot on the baseline on the far side.
It'll be Holcomb guarding the ball. Here we go. Still having some issues. It's knocked out of bounds. It's going to go to Houston.
Oh, my gosh.
It was knocked out of bounds by Hayes. Thought we got it again.
Well, they're really tightening it up here. They do get it into Wells. Wells' ball's thrown away. They're going to call a foul, I guarantee it.
You were right. John, they got the steal. Then they called the foul. Called it on Elijah Hayes.
Elijah Hayes, yeah. So going to the free throw line will be Destiny Wells, who leads this team in scoring tonight with 17.
Well,
this is a big 1-1.
Pretty good at the free throw line. This girl hasn't missed anything tonight. I mean, she's hit just about everything she's put up.
Some Riverdale fans on the other side trying to. Free throw's good. It was big. 18 for Destiny Wells.
Well, this next one is gigantic. As Riverdale is down. Well, it'd be a 3-point lead if she hits it.
Second one is up. Good. She hit both of them. Clutch for Destiny Wells. 16 seconds to go. Here comes Aislinn Hayes. And a timeout on the floor. We'll take 1-2 here. 54-51. Riverdale trails by three. They have the ball, though, with 13 seconds left. We'll take a 30-second timeout.
Cremation seems to be the talk of the day. This is Lenny Farmer again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. People are more and more finding themselves in the position of having to decide between full funeral plans and full or direct cremation plans. Well, it is a decision that must be made by someone at some time. The best time to decide your future need is now, and the best person to decide is you. You can take the burden of deciding off of your family by calling me at 615-893-2422, and together we can work out a guaranteed plan for you.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Our game brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, the Waterford and Smyrna, Coldwell Bankers, Snow and Wall, First Bank, and the law offices of John Day. Riverdale trailing by three with 13.6 seconds to go. It's Riverdale's ball. John, they've got to score here.
Yes, they do. And I don't even know that they can afford to try to get 2 points quickly and get it back. I think they probably need to try to set something up for three. We'll see. And the official throws it at Aislinn's feet. Now she's got it. Give it to Elijah. 12 seconds. to Holcomb. 10 seconds. Trying to set something up. Akasia has it. 6 seconds. Malaysia in the corner. Yes! They're tied. We're going to overtime.
Mayhem ensues.
I wasn't even for sure that they were going to get the shot off in time. Man, oh man. You talk about clutch shot. Malaysia Hayes from the corner. And bless her, she's had such a hard time that's getting knocked around today. And she comes up with 9. We're going to take a timeout. Be ready for a 4-minute overtime. 54-54, Riverdale and Houston tied. We'll take a 1-minute timeout.
Dreading your trip to the dentist? Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Farmer here in Murfreesboro, and the numbers show us that about 1 out of every 3 people fear the dentist. That's why I've been helping nervous dental patients for over 30 years. Our sedation dentistry and relaxed atmosphere will make your dental visit a dream. Call me, Dr. Jeff Farmer, at 615-895-3232. That's 615-895-3232. We can also help you on Fridays.
Sir Pizza.
Tuesdays are special at Sir Pizza. Buy any pizza and get a second one of equal or less value for $2 when you dine in between 5 and 8 p.m. Or buy any pizza and get a second one of equal or less value for half price, carry out, and delivery. I'll see you at Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza, good to the very edge.
Serving since 1965 with the best pizza in Rutherford County.
Sir Pizza.
On Memorial Boulevard, South Church at Veterans Parkway, and on East Main Street.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Riverdale gets the tip here in the overtime. They get possession first. Here's Akasia Hayes. Boy, every turnover, every free throw, every shot magnified here in overtime. Here's Aislinn with it. Worley sets her a pick. Trying to drive. That should have been a foul there, I would think. Brian?
Well, Riverdale got the tip, and so you want to score first and put the pressure on the other team.
Aislinn back out to Malaysia. Malaysia to Aislinn. Aislinn drives. Stops. Shoots. No. But Worley gets the rebound. She's going to bring it back out. Throws it away. No. Akasia saves it. Runs it down. To Alasia Hayes. Spins. Gives back out to Aislinn. Aislinn takes the three. Yes! Aislinn with 22. And Riverdale leads by 3. And what's good about that, they took 1:05 off the overtime clock.
Let's get the ball back without them scoring here.
Here's the long jumper by Griggs. She answers it. Wow. 13 for her.
That was even further out than Hayes's.
57 all. 2:38 to go in the overtime. Here's Holcomb. Here's Carter. They're double teaming. They're trapping. They get it now to Aislinn. Aislinn has it top of the key now. Gives it left side to Alasia. 2:24 to go in the OT. Here's Alasia down low to Akasia. Shot missed. Gets her own rebound. Lays it up and in. It's not whether you score. It's if you score at all, you got to get that rebound. If you don't. Here's Wells, drives all the way in. Layup missed. And knocked out of bounds. Going to go to Riverdale. Ben Moore didn't agree with that, the Houston coach. Right. Riverdale's got it.
So here you have the lead in overtime and the ball. You want to make sure that whatever you do, you score.
Aislinn Hayes has it. Across the timeline, picked up by Wells. I mean, it is a dogfight out here right now. Hayes to Alasia. Over to Akasia. Back to Alasia. They give her time to shoot it. It goes in. It's a first bank three. Gave her too much time there. Alasia with 13. 62-57.
What a battle. What a battle. Riverdale has not led by 5 in this game until now.
Wells, cross court. Is that Griggs again? Yes.
Jeez Louise.
Long three. They're answering them. 62-60. 1:17 to go.
Well, same situation, John. Here you are. It's a 2-point lead. You need to score something.
1:09 to go, or make them foul you.
Right.
Which that might be the option here, or they're looking for an easy one. You just have to be really careful.
Don't turn the ball over. Protect the basketball.
Kasia has it. Now she drives. Flips it over to Alasia. Boy, they're kind of jammed up together there. Alasia looks for help. And now timeout, Amy Josephson, which is an excellent timeout. Very good timeout here by Riverdale. They lead it 62-60. There's 45 seconds left. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be right back.
We can do great things on our own, but with teamwork, we can always accomplish more. At Wilson Bank and Trust, being part of an outstanding team has helped us serve and give back to customers and communities in Rutherford County for more than 10 years. We're grateful for all of your support, and we especially want to thank you for naming us your favorite bank in Rutherford County. We couldn't be more excited to receive this roofing. What an honor. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Our coverage here brought to you in part by State Farm Agent David Wilson at 2744 South Church Street near Indian Hills. Here to help life go right, that's State Farm Agent David Wilson at 893-9898.
Starting five for Riverdale in. They've played most of this second half, to be honest with you. It'll be Acacia Hayes to throw it in. Holcomb and Aislinn out front. Houston going to try to put some pressure on the inbounds. They give it to Aislinn. The senior has it. And now a whistle and a foul on Destiny Wells.
John, that's sixth team foul. They need one more to put Riverdale at the line.
I would think Houston would want them to go to the line rather than just eat up more time off that clock. We shall see.
I think they're going to foul pretty quick. I really
Acacia
do.
Gives it over to Holcomb. Well, I would love for them to foul Holcomb. Holcomb has it out front. Now whistle and foul. This time it is on Gary. I have her with four. It's a one and one. These are big, Brian.
I can't tell you how big they are. I don't know that I can watch. My heart is in my throat.
To think a 17-year-old kid's fixing to take the shots. It's a one and one. First free throw is up. It's nothing but net.
That's my girl.
Holcomb with 11.
Do it one more time, Jalen.
Well, if you're going to foul somebody, of all of them, I think Holcomb's the best free throw shooter, percentage-wise anyway.
The way they've been putting up the threes here in this overtime.
Yeah, we need
I really want this one.
Second one is up. Couldn't hear a pin drop there. What clutch shooting at the free throw line by Holcomb. 64-60, 31 seconds. Wells going to drive in, go up, shot missed. Carter has the rebound. That shot won't go out of bounds. Going to be Houston's. But at least about 8 seconds went off the clock. 64-60 Riverdale, 24 seconds to go. Worley getting ready to check back in. Here's Hemingway. Dribbles with the left hand, drives in, puts it up, soft layup, good. Hemingway with 15.
Get the ball 60. In.
Well, we're going to jump ball. What is that?
They threw the ball in. They called a jump ball, and it's going to be Houston's ball after the time or after the bucket. Jalen went to the floor.
Yep. 64-62. Houston can tie it or take the lead with 14 seconds. Boy,
that was a big turnover.
On a missed shot, I would love to see a rebound. Here's Hemingway in traffic. They get it down. Back to Hemingway. The little jumper's good. We're tied at 64. Here comes Hazen Hayes down the floor with 1 second. The shot, no good. Another overtime. Riverdale, 64. Houston, 64. We'll be right back.
I'm attorney John Day, and for more than 30 years, I've worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Since opening our law office in Murfreesboro, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. We have opened a new, larger office on Medical Center Parkway just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. That's johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades.
Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
We start our second overtime, folks, 64-64. The tip is going to be up and controlled by Houston this time. Tipped it over the head of Elijah Hayes. Here's Wells with the basketball. Second overtime. Here's Griggs, gives it over now. There's Wells, gets a pick, drives, goes up. That shot's good. Wells with 21. Here's Holcomb with it for Riverdale. 3:34 to go in the overtime, the second overtime. Holcomb looking for help. Now over to Aislinn Hayes. Hayes drives. Dishes off in the corner. Alasia drives baseline. Going to find a lane. The shot's blocked. But she grabs it and gets her own rebound. And a whistle and a foul on Houston. What hustle by Alasia Hayes. Boy, you got to give it to both of these teams. They're trying to will themselves to victory.
It's a war.
And at the line will be Elijah Hayes, attempting to tie this game up. Free throw is up. It is good. Elijah with 14. She'll get one more. Plenty of time here in the double overtime. The second one is up. Bottom.
All right, John, so you answered their bucket with two free throws of your own. Going to have to get the ball back and be the aggressor like they were in that first overtime and get the lead.
Wells to Hemingway. Here's Griggs again. Oh, my goodness. She is red hot. She's got 19. 69-66. Here's Elijah Hayes. Bounce pass down low to Worley, and she's fouled by Carter.
Well, two shots she was shooting. That's 18 fouls for Houston, so we're still a ways from the double bonus.
Worley?
No, that's the ninth team foul. One more in the double bonus.
Worley at the line. The first one is up. It is no good. She's shooting from the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air free throw line, Middle Tennessee's first choice for prompt, professional, and cost-effective heating and air. First one is no good. The second one is up. It is good. Worley was 7, but Houston has the lead in the ball. It's a 2-point lead.
All right, so now Riverdale needs to play some good defense, get the ball back without them scoring. She double dribbled.
Wells, and a foul on Worley as she goes up. Not liking how this was starting, Brian.
Nope. We're not the aggressor here with the lead in this overtime like we were the entire first overtime until the end when that one turnover killed us and gave them a chance to tie it and put it in the second overtime.
Free throw is up and good. That one by Wales.
Now this one is big because it's a two-possession lead. So I'm hoping that she will miss one finally.
Not going to happen. 23 for Destiny Wales. 71-67. Still plenty of time here, but we need a basket.
Now you've got to have an answer here now. You've got to cut it.
Aislinn puts it up. Shot missed. Gets her own rebound. She's fouled. And she'll go to the charity stripe.
Big rebound she got there amongst the trees.
Have to call my accountant and tell her I'm going to be a little late today. 2:30 to go. 71-67 Houston. The free throw by Aislinn Hayes is good. And I'll say this, they've been hitting free throws. I don't want to jinx them. She looks at it, eyes it. Second one is up. No good. Rebound Carter with 2:29 to go.
And here comes Wells, wanting to walk it up. 71-68. Still within range here. Here's Wells. Flips off to Hemingway. Hemingway drives. Now brings it back out. Double team. They get it over in the corner. Now long cross court pass to Wells, and they'll start it back up again. Nope, she drives. Now comes back out. That looked like she double dribbled there.
We need them to make a mistake. We need to get the ball back.
1:55 to go. 71-68. Wells is standing out there dribbling. Now gives it over. Double teamed. Back out. It goes to Hemingway. Hemingway. Now Wells dishes down low. Carter. Layup good. Well, they worked that to perfection, really. 73-68, Houston by five. Hazen Hayes for three. No good, a timeout. I don't think it would have counted, but it didn't go in, so no matter. Riverdale has a timeout with 1:27 to go. It is Houston 73, Riverdale 68. We'll take a 30 seconds and be right back.
What if I told you there was a property renovation company that could get you into a home for under $200,000 and allow you to be involved in the renovation design? This is Wayne Coldwell with Coldwell Properties, and that's exactly what we do. Coldwell Properties is known for its outstanding quality and design. With Coldwell Properties, we flip houses into homes. Give us a call, 615-900-0480. With Coldwell Properties, we keep the customer first, 615-900-0480.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Right. Our coverage here brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Bud's Tire, Wilson Bank and Trust, Dr. Jeff Farmer, DDS, and Mills Family Pharmacy.
1:27 to go in the game. Riverdale trails it 73-68. Hazen Hayes has the ball for Riverdale. Need a basket and not really take too much time off this clock either. Worley, I'll make that Holcomb, that is. Over to Hayes, back to Holcomb. Left side, they are trying every way to keep them from taking a three. Down low, Aislinn Hayes goes for a layup, misses the shot. Rebound, and now a foul. And now Riverdale facing a true uphill battle here. If they hit the free throws, and it looks like it's going to be Wells, who hasn't missed one today. Maybe one, but
well, John,
most parts he's been deadly.
Wells at the free throw line is 9 of 10. And the lead is 5 with a minute 9. It's still a two-possession game, even if she hits one. But if she hits two, it's a three-possession game with only 1:09 to go in the second overtime.
Free throw is up. Wells missed it. We've got a shot. Here we go. 1:07 to go. Here's Aislinn. To Alasia, to Acacia. They are really guarding for the three, aren't they?
Yes.
Aislinn, nowhere to go. They're trying to find somebody open. Acacia does get open, banks it off the glass, no good. Rebound Carter, foul Alasia Hayes. That is really good defense by Houston. I've got to give them that. They have played that three-point shot to perfection. Couldn't get anybody open. And Acacia, that's a pretty long shot.
It was a long shot for her. She did have an opening, but, John, they have just done a good job, especially on Riverdale's offensive end, to get the rebounds.
And the one standing here at the line is one of them. Carter's free throw is good.
Yeah, she has killed us.
Senior has 11 points.
She has 15 rebounds.
Second one, good. I wonder if whoever wins this game, who's going to have anything left for the championship game. 75-68, Aislinn Hayes drives, gives over to Alasia. Alasia going to take the two they give her, misses the shot. Rebound Haney, and now whistling a foul. They're battling under there. Alasia going to go to the free throw line. Alasia with 15 points. You know how many points she had in the first half? None. First free throw is up. It's good. Lead down to, five, six now.
75-69. Second one is up. Good. 17 for Alasia. Full court pressure by Riverdale. Down by five. The lob is in. That is Griggs with the ball. She's going to dribble around and going to be fouled. So we're going to make some trips to the free throw line. And as more free throws they hit, the chances get dimmer.
Well, it's a five-point lead. Double bonus the rest of the way, so they're going to have two shots the rest of the way.
Just takes pressure off.
I'd really love for them to miss them both, but the chances of that are slim.
Well, she missed that one. But speaking of Madison Griggs, she has been killer in the offense. The three big threes in this game. You look back, three of them in the overtime. In the overtime. Segment is up. It's good. Griggs with 20.
Well, that makes it a six-point lead, John. Still time, but you got to get a three real quick.
Here's Aisland. Drives, goes up, lays it up. Can't get that to fall. Gets her own rebound. Tries to shoot it from her shoe tops. And now another whistle and a foul with 26 seconds to go.
Well, had a chance, missed the shot, missed the putback, and then they got the rebound. So now, John, they can make it a three-possession game with 26 seconds.
Well, guess who's at the line?
Yeah.
Destiny Wells.
Miss Thorne in our side.
23 points for her today. Free throw is up, and it's good. Wells with 24. And again, she's killed us at the free throw line. Second one is up. It is good. Wells with 25. What a game she's had. Here's Holcomb. Riverdale trying to get a shot off. Can't get that three off. They will not allow it. Holcomb is mugged, and there's a fight for it on the floor. We still don't have a whistle. Timeout.
So Houston's going to have the ball.
With 9 seconds left, and Riverdale trails by eight.
Let's keep it here to just let you know what's going on. As soon as the final horn blows here in this game, we're going to head to Lexington, Kentucky. Dick Palmer has let us have a couple extra minutes here, and thank you, Dick, for that, to be able to bring you the conclusion of this game. Right now, not looking good for the Riverdale Lady Warriors here in double overtime as they trail by eight. And Houston has the ball here, John, with 9 seconds. And all Houston really has to do is dribble the ball out and wait for a foul. And they have proven that at the free throw line, they are just deadly from there. They've only missed two free throws in both overtimes.
Well, you've got three seniors and two juniors that have played lights out. They've been here before, and they've shown that today. In fact, Davis comes in, and Houston will have the ball, and Acacia steals it to Alasia. With five, with four, three, that's going to probably do it here. 78-72 is the final score, as Alasia Hayes has 19 to end her game. But Houston has won this ball game, 78-72. Brian, take it away.
All right, that's going to do it for our coverage here on radio. Stay with us as Blue Raider Baseball comes up next, and also on WGNSradio.com, the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. Again, the final in double overtime, Houston 78, Riverdale 72.